the command, the 10 enlightenments and the guidance of the master. And after that, he went to the mountain, lived in the hut. Day after day, he went back to the temple to have a meal each time. And all of a sudden, he quit. He stopped for coming back to the temple to have a meal. So the teacher was really concerned about him, what happened with him. So he sent one of his disciples to see what happened there. So this monk says it's not necessary to go back to the temple to have a meal because I have a meal given by celestial being. Every day, celestial being brings his meal. It's not necessary because that means his practice was very great. He deserved to receive the food from the celestial being. That means his religious quality was greater. The teacher said, and the messenger came back to the temple and thought about this. He said, I thought he had been great in monks. But still, he did accept food from celestial being. He ate stupid monk. But he went to the hut and screamed and burned out the hut. Well, if you do something, or even though you don't do something, if you receive something good from others, then naturally we have arrogance because I have, consciously or unconsciously, you believe I have what is quiet. I have good boy. That's okay. That is really arrogant. So from this, seven arrogances. Whatever you do, all of that is arrogant. I am equal human being, okay? I am a person as well as all of you, okay? This is also arrogant. And also, I am little, bad boy than you, okay? At that time, this is also arrogant. If I say, I am, good boy. In comparison with you, this is conceit also. So naturally, obviously, because arrogance comes from, anyway, ignorance. This is exactly ignorance. So whatever you do, always there is arrogance, okay? And that arrogance is really separate two things, subject and object. And also, you can immediately poke your head into that two things. Okay. The clear gap. That is arrogance. Okay, arrogance. If you do that, then, if you are completely free from arrogance, you can do that then as you are. That's all. Okay. Just do that then. But immediate arrogance poke its own head into between you and the them, and between you and others, and evaluate, judge, and saying, I am equal am I, inferior am I, better am I, always worse am I, always we think that. But that is nothing but the other. You also then becomes egotism. Individual egotism. Okay. It is not. That's why we have to sit in the universe. Your Zazen is the universe means no gap between you and the universe, no gap between you and others. So all you have to do is just sit down. Okay. Just sit down. ajiva, ajiva. If your mind, if you see the mind going away, bring it back. Next moment, it goes away again, bring it back. That's all. Just do it. It's not necessary. Feeling inferiority, or feeling superiority, or feeling or the equality. Just do it. With your best. The Koan says, anyway, pick up the whole great earth in your fingers, and it's as big as a grain of rice. That is, if you pick up a rice, if you see the rice, there is no gap between rice and you. If you pick up, anyway, the then, there is no gap between the thing and you. That is opposite arrogance there. Arrogance, separate. Immediately separate two things. And if you separate, immediately you can, your consciousness start work and analyze and think, evaluate or judge. Next, you can create affective preferences. And then, that's pretty hard to stand up there. The main case says, throw it down before you, if like a luck bucket, you don't understand. I will beat the drum to call everyone to look. So throw it down before you. That is really nothing but the arrogance. Immediately throw it away and see what happens. That is experience. So experience is really something you can hang on. Even the good, even the bad, you can hang on. But that means really throw it away before you. But there is no truth. There is no truth. Truth is always with you, which is quiet. Very quiet. And it is always alive only when you are really active. But the thing is active, the thing is really active at that time, from moment to moment, without compulsion. Okay, at that time, it is really true. Come on. But we don't know. We don't know. Because we know the truth after throw away before you. Then say, this is true, I don't think. That is nothing but the arrogance. By arrogance, you create something. Okay? That is sort of applause, criticism, problem, calm, success, and faith. You stumble over very easily. Okay? But in the sense, it's not necessary to do this. Okay? The thing is trajectory, be right on the truth itself, universe itself. That is the thing. And also in your daily life, in the kitchen, in the monastery, in the kitchen, in the special, in the cleaning house, anyway, just handle a vegetable as it is. As a Buddha comes with other Buddha needs to handle, to take care of the vegetable with compassion. Okay? Compassion is don't bring your feeling into it, your own feeling. It's pretty hard anyway. The feeling is important, but the feeling sometimes is egoistic. So anyway, we have to handle the desk, the floors, and you, and your boots, and your clothes, as a Buddha. As a Buddha, to handle everything as a Buddha means, we have to understand everything first, but equal, completely equal. Next, you have to find differentiation in equality. Your Buddha is your Buddha. Your Buddha is not different from, your Buddha is completely different from vegetables. So you have to turn to Buddha as a Buddha. Okay. But that Buddha as a Buddha is not to handle with Buddha, with your emotional situation. But as a Buddha, that is our path. It's very hard because we have had customs, okay, to handle for many, many years. Okay, with our feelings and emotions and arguments, etc. That's why it's very difficult to practice in that way. But this is very essential in the practice. Not only for them, whatever you do, it's very important. But that is very pure sense, okay? Nothing to the as best as we can, life becomes simple, the simplest way, okay? And then just do that, and that's why that is very good, and you can then experience such a pure sense of human activity, okay? In your daily life. It's very difficult to experience there. That's why we have to do this. Okay. Do you have some questions?
I'm not exactly sure what the question is, but it seems like there is a relationship between some arrogance and being self-protective, trying to take care of oneself. And I find it confusing. Like, I feel like I've been very arrogant this week, and not arrogant at all this week for that. And when I look at this past week, it seems like somehow trying to take care of myself, trying to get enough rest and recovered from two very exhausting weeks has led me to be arrogant in my reaction to other people. And it's confusing to me because I would understand a way to be less arrogant would be to forget about myself, not try to take care of myself, just forget about myself. And yet that doesn't seem like a good idea.
Well, exhaustion of your body and the mind is not something you can see in terms of your viewpoint. Exhaustion is exhaustion. If you see that exhaustion as a certain situation which is called physical exhaustion, okay? And think it. Compare with something, okay, that is already, okay, you are already thinking the exhaustion, physical exhaustion, in terms of your own viewpoint. You think that? Mm-hmm. But exhaustion is a being that it is. It comes. You create on purpose? No way. Even though you don't want to have physical exhaustion, sometimes physical exhaustion come up. That is. So you have to handle the physical exhaustion as it is. That's the same thing.
I guess I'm thinking not so much about physical exhaustion, but more emotional tiredness. Physical exhaustion.
Is exactly the same as, well, backed by emotional exhaustion, psychological exhaustion, many things. Okay. That is a total picture of physical exhaustion, including emotional, psychological. That is the exhaustion, your physical exhaustion.
I think what's confusing about it for me is, my understanding of Dogen and my understanding of you and some of the other teachers, you seem able to just in a sense, truly forget the self.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. How can you forget yourself? Okay? Forget yourself doesn't mean that you should commit suicide with exhaustion. Do you want to commit suicide with your exhaustion? Exhaustions are exhaustions, completely, as it is. Even though you don't like it, if you were, then the exhaustion come out. At that time, anyway, you have to deal with exhaustion as it is, but there is also the arrogance, okay? That's why, do your best. Take care of exhaustion. And then, don't stay with exhaustion always, okay? Don't feel comfortable with exhaustion. Resting, okay? So sometimes, appreciate that. Even though you feel a little bit the 3% of the exhaustion left, okay? But if you push it, you can do it. You know? For instance, the jogging, okay, jogging the lake. Well, the almost one third, two third, well, you really exhaust. If you overcome this, okay? It's okay. But most of people completely, they will give up. Yeah. One third, it's very hard of running, okay? Two thirds, still hard. If you overcome, you can do it. Okay? Because there is always arrogance. But it's not necessary to commit suicide, okay? With exhaustion. But remember this.
So would you say then that when you see arrogance come up in this situation that we're talking about, it's good to use it as a signal to take a rest?
I can't say so. Well, did it? Don't create a certain frame, okay? But what is the exhaustion? Many kinds of exhaustion. If I say so, if you see the exhaustion, take a rest. Okay? You have to always take a rest. I always exhaust. You know, last night, I don't know what happened, but I pained in the back. I don't know what happened. And then, even though it's sitting at the pain here, so that pain. And if you feel pain, why don't you rest? If you think so, lots of many kinds of exhaustion, okay? Even the pain, you shouldn't mold a certain flame of pain or exhaustion into a certain flame. But you know pretty well, kiss by kiss. Okay? Sometimes you should take a rest anyway. At that time, forget it. Anyway, take a rest. Okay? Sometimes, yeah. This is pretty good. Arrogance is not bad, okay? Arrogance is not bad. Don't consider the arrogance as a bad thing. Well, arrogance is complete arrogance. Whatever you do, all the self protect there, okay? But it depends on how to use this arrogance. It still depends on it. If you use the arrogance anyway, in a better way, in good way, for arrogance, turn into the compassion.
Could you give an example of how you could?
Well, compassion, I always tell you about the jogging. Arrogance, all this arrogance there, running, okay? 3 miles, or 4 miles, 6 miles, anywhere run. Well, on the way, you can feel exhaustion. You're really exhausted. And you feel exhausting of your legs. even though your spirit is very strong, but physically, you feel lost. So that term you don't want, man, that is really the comparing. Already limitation comes, oh, my running, or should I stop, or should I go? Yeah, am I equal, am I? Worse am I? Better am I? Better am I? Or worse am I? Only compare. So, well, you should know this. Always get it out of it. Okay? And then, anyway, let's move. Sometimes that's me. And then you can overcome. That time out of the turn into compassion. Anyway, you can take care of your life.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that arrogance is the same as a dualistic understanding?
I think so. But because arrogance is one of the ignorance. Ignorance is exactly the dualistic world, thinking something in dualism.
But that's the nature of the world.
Well, nature, human nature. Human nature. Comparison in a sense, since the compassion just out of what comes up, sense of compassion with others.
But this one, you say there's always arrogance, but can a person be free from arrogance or even
That's why, in order to be free from, we have to have the right view of the world, right? View of human life. That's why we study Buddhism and listen to Buddhist teaching.
And the right view sometimes seems like no view at all when you say
the view we have of view. What do you mean, the low view?
Well, inferiority, arrogance, equality, arrogance.
No view. No view is also view. No view is also view. Yeah. So the combat perfect no view means don't have a no view. That is the view.
How would you expect that?
Well, that is not the model of compassion. If you want to do that, then just do it. And then we can approach to. We can have access to it through consciousness. That is the job of ecology, okay? But it's not exactly right around. Around is core. We can have access to it. So right there is just a process.
Is arrogance always connected to thinking?
I think so.
So if you didn't think, possibly there would be no arrogance?
Wow, then you are. I can't stop thinking. If you can't stop thinking, it's be easy. It's not necessary to explain others. We are always thinking, that's where we have to explain arrogance. By thinking, we create arrogance anyway. All exists. That's why I don't mean that thinking is bad or arrogance is bad. We have to awaken to reality. How, in what, how structures it is made. That is reality. You are only thinking. And from thinking comes up. That's why we have to awaken to it.
Is it arrogant to just view each thing as its own unique loveliness, to not judge anything, but just to see everything as really beautiful in its own way? And
You are talking about no arrogance?
Yes. Being arrogant and seeing the world and everything around you as its own unique thing, its own loveliness. Its
yes. Beauty. Beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty of the world. Perfect beauty of the world. No fun. Arrogance is that first of all you have to stand up in the beauty of the world perfectly. Okay? The second, we have to practice it. We have to put it into practice in your daily life. Beauty of the world into the practice. That means day after day you have to handle it. You have to handle the washing your face, and getting up in the morning, and the rest, and the walk, and the move, anyway. But you cannot always turn up in the thinking of the beauty of the world. At that time, your life is really up in the air. So you cannot do this. So, first of all, basically, we have to constantly stand up in the beauty of the world. That is the universe. At that time, from that attitude toward human life, compassion comes up. Compassion comes just like fresh water coming from the earth. And that compassion lets you handle everything with kindness and instead of creating too much stress and conflict and by affected people. That is, you cannot do immediately like this, but one by one we have to practice constantly in that. That is no argument. So even though you don't have a right understanding, but practically we can do in that way. Even for a moment, we can do. And then, for instance, I always tell you, anyway, turn on the switch constantly. If you want to see the picture of your life, you can turn on the switch. This is actual life. But even though you don't have a right understanding according to Buddha's teaching, still there is a practical way everyone can do. That is Dogen always mentioned in Heihei regulation of Heihei monastery. And also we can one by one we can learn why we have to do that. Okay. So that is the philosophy of psychology. pick up the whole great earth in your fingers, and it's as big as a grain of rice. It seems to be difficult to practice or to experience this, but it is very simple practice, simple practice. Even a grain of rice, according to our custom or habit, if you see grain of rice immediately, grain of rice becomes a being in comparison with other things. Himalaya Mountain, which is big, bigger than grain of rice, and also in many ways we compare, but practically, if you compare something with others, very naturally, the judgment evaluation comes. If you judge and evaluate next, affective preferences appears. So if you have affective preferences, it's very difficult to handle a grain of rice as it is, because grain of rice is nothing different from the universe itself. The grain of rice as the universe is, anyway, no more than beings, as well as Himalaya mountains, trees, birds, human beings. That is, anyway, grain of rice, in the grain of rice, there is a universe means, grain of rice is a being as it is, that's all. But before, your affective preferences make a choice of it, that is the universe, okay. Pick up the universe and see the universe right in the middle of grain of rice. That is completely not a matter of a discussion, but that is just a practice, just a practice. So Dogen Zenji always teaches us in Ehe Shinji, regulation of the monastery. His way is practically very simple. Very simple. When you hunt vegetables, when you hunt pan is pan, opposed to you, who is thinking pan is something made by metal or wood itself. He said pan is something you have to deal with as a Buddha. That means before the affective preferences comes up, anyway, you have to deal with the pan, water, vegetables, your feet, your gassho, your walking, anyway, as a Buddha. not completely mixed up. The equal, not equality in common sense. If you say equality, that is pen and vegetables are equal, which is called Buddha or universe. That is a mixed up. No. The pen and the vegetables, spoons, waters, completely universe. Okay? This is equality. But you cannot handle, practically you cannot deal with pen and spoon and vegetables completely equal. You have to stand up, your mind, your body, anyway, first of all, stand up in universe equality, okay? That means don't poke, don't blink your affective preferences or judgment, evaluation. Okay. And then you have to handle next. You have to handle vegetable as it is. Vegetable as it is. Vegetable is different from pan. Pan is different from vegetables. Water is water. Pan is pan. So you have to handle the pan as it is. Without, okay, without hunting, coping with it through your evaluation, judgment, and, well, affective preferences, etc. So that is actual practice. That is really see the universe in the pen. See the universe in the spoon. That is completely not matter of discussion. You have to do from moment to moment. Okay? Even though you don't like anyway, what is called chanting and gusto, etc. You have to do. You know, when you are in certain situation, what you have to do anyway. Don't bring in your judgment, evaluation, and just do it. Just do it. But if you don't like it, well, you can go away. Before you do, please go away. But if you are right now, right here, it is your life. Your life means in Buddhist moment. In a moment, there are many beings. And also no excuse to escape. Don't you think so? So then, gassho and sitting, ring of bells, look at this life. All you've practiced, there is no excuse, no room to escape, but you don't believe because your consciousness is always looking at the, not only the moment, simultaneously before moment, before that, before present, after present, okay, always looking at them for long ways. What yesterday and tomorrow's and the next session of observing and breakfast, lunch and dinners and sleeping, etc. You think, but your body and mind is right now right here. That is a practical. This is a practice you have to do. But your mind is always looking at the many things. But those things are complete images. Images, nothing but the images. Of course, you should know yesterday, today, tomorrow, fine. But present life shouldn't be tossed away by images. Images. Images are images. Beautiful. We need images. But you shouldn't be just dragged away by the images. Present life, right now, like your work, you have to do. What gassho? Gassho comes, you have to do gassho. If you don't like, please go away. If you are here, please do it. That's all. Go away or stay. If you don't like, go away. Because you're free. whatever you may go talking. So, present life, for example, from moment to moment is very simple practice, no excuse to escape. So, that's why we have to do right now, right here, not without thinking, not thinking, okay? If you think, immediately there is evaluation, judgment, and also what is called thinking is based on, anyway, ignorance, okay? Ignorance is, anyway, arrogance. So, thinking is completely limited. But so your thinking is completely perfect? No way. Your thinking is really limited. You don't understand what is the truth. Okay. But truth is not just something you can think. Truth is just be right on. That is, in a powerful way, this is the truth. So not thinking. Without thinking, all you have to do is, anyway, handle the table, handle the microphone, handle your hands, your bodies, and your vegetables, and pans, or waters, anyway, as it is, okay? Atatula. Atatula means with compassion, okay? Compassion. Big compassion. Not friendly, okay? Not kind. Kind and friendliness is a part of the compassion, but kindness or friendliness is sometimes triggered working. Working triggered under a certain situation, but not always. Okay? But compassion is always kind toward your object. Okay? That is a compassion. Vessel, pens, walking, a show, sleep, that is pretty hard because in our daily life we don't do this. Okay? Always we handle many things all on in terms of our viewpoint. So that's why it's very difficult. That's why whatever you do in Zazen, always there is something you can bring in. Okay? Bring in. That is what is called arrogance. Arrogance is very interesting. Arrogance is nothing but ignorance. Okay. Ignorance is divided into three in Buddhism, craving, and anger, and self-delusion. Okay. This is ignorance. But craving is many kinds of craving. Particularly five cryptic attachment to the form, the world of the form, formlessness of the world of the formlessness. Okay, attachment to the spiritual world. Okay. And also attachment to arrogance. Okay. This is a big thing. Well, I would like to say about the arrogance. The face of arrogance is which is called overbearing behavior. Okay. This is all the face of arrogance. For instance, there are three overbearing behaviors. Okay. Briefly speaking, okay. What is equal conceit, the other one is inferior conceit, third is superior conceit, Equal conceit means equal am I. Equal am I. For instance, you look at the people and sitting the same, okay? Well, there are many people here. So some practice has practiced for 1 year, 2 years, and they accept, okay? But if you look, if you compare you with others, you don't like, okay? You don't like. So finally you say, look at the people and sitting, oh, they are same. Same as I. So you feel relieved. That is nothing but the equal conceit. Don't you think so? It's really conceit. You feel relief. For instance, you know, if you read the Dogen's, Dogen's and Shobo Genzo, you know, it's really completely far from my life and the other side, modern civilizations. By that time, it's very hard, you know. How can I follow his way? And then I read and I read, and even one sentence, you know, it says, even though but you are not good spirit of a Zen student, all you have to do is just to walk in the mist. Wherever you are, your dress gets wet. Oh, great. So you find the one sentence you can do. So at that time, oh, that's good. So what do you think the exact same you feel relieved. That is equal conceit. Equal conceit. The second is inferior conceit. This is very common. Very common. Worse am I. I am worse. So look at your thoughts and concentrating on that and all of it. But your mind is immediately goes away. And you take it back, bring it back to your zazen. Next moment it goes away again, and bring it back again, it goes back and forth. And then you cry, they think of you cry, and my zazen is worse. That's inferior conceit. It's good conceit. I told you they during the seminar, if you go to school and the teachers always gives you a different, very clear grade number, okay? Grade, a numerical grade, okay? 95, okay? Or 79, etc. That is really clear, okay? How your practice is progressing. And it's pretty easy to compare your capability with others. Okay? Very naturally, okay? Because very clear numerical grade there. Okay? Then at that time, even though 1 point less, okay, less 1 point than others, okay, you feel inferior complex. Don't you think so? Oh, for instance, 60 is the lowest, okay? If you get 59, you walk, you lose. And then someone, your friends, really get the 60, pass. He can pass. So 60 and 59, completed. Don't you think so? Different. So you immediately compare him with your 4 points. and you feel inferior complex. So you cannot be with him because already inferior complex. Did you think so? Have you ever experienced this? So I don't want to that. I don't want to give you the numerical grade to you, okay? Even though you have a great zazen, or even though you have a wonderful zazen and enlightenment, I don't want to give you that. Well, if you want, you can go to another school. Every day, the teacher checks your path, whether you can pass the core with them. I don't want to do this. Yet. What I want to tell you, what I want to do is just attacking each problem with the cross and so on. That's enough. So, if you see that your examinations cross and circle. So if you see the cross, oh, this is a line. Even though you have two crosses, okay, in your examinations, well, it doesn't matter. You don't feel inferior complex. Still, you can see, you can open yourself and pretty easily to correct. Oh, this is wrong. So you can correct, and also you can be present with others who has a little better, well, examination. That's pretty good for us. For instance, in Tassar, you know, one of the persons who was very clear, he wanted to do everything very clear. Number one, get up in the morning. He made a list. Number one, get up in the morning, 4 o'clock. Second, go to the bathroom. Third, wash your face. Fifth, go to the oven. So all things, this thing, every day. Every day, even though in Tassar life is very simple, but even though in Tassar, you can't follow that because your physical condition, mental condition, and also environment are completely changing. Okay? So finally, he was very exhausted because he can't follow his schedules, numerical grade. He gave a numerical grade to his life, okay? Number one, number two. So he could. So finally, he said, "I am a bad boy. I am not a good student." So, they naturally say you can't. This is, of course, if you want to do that, that's okay. You can make a list and try to do, but you cannot do it completely. Okay, even though you cannot do it, you're perfect. Okay. Just a checking. Number one, yes, I did. Number two, I did. Number three, I didn't. Okay. So, next day, just a correct. That's enough. This is inferior complex, okay? Superior complex. Superior complex is better am I. Okay? Better am I. I am better. Okay. You look at the students, and maybe look at the students, and all students do lectures very seriously, and you also do this, okay? But simultaneously you think, maybe my concentration is better than others. Obviously, it's a better mind, better. That is really faith of arrogance, faith of arrogance, always overbearing behavior, okay? Whatever it is, okay? equality or inferior complex or superior complex, whatever, that is completely conceit. And the taste of conceit, arrogance is a taste of conceit, or arrogance is to support or to uphold. That means to justify oneself. Okay? Consciously or unconsciously, you justify yourself. Understand so? Or why you have to why do you want to have such a conceit? Equal am I, or inferior am I, inferiority am I, or better, superiority. Okay, conceit. Okay, whatever. Why? You want to justify yourself. In other words, you want to have self-protect is always seeing something in terms of individual views. Okay? This is very common situation of human life. Okay? Always we see the table not from you, from I, okay? Individual. That's why there is always immediate action come back. That action is really to justify yourself or to protect yourself. That is taste of arrogance or characteristic of arrogance. And also, the other is movement of arrogance, okay? Tendency of arrogance. Okay? But that is a tendency of arrogance is to attach to the excellent or superior. Always you move, the arrogance starts to move towards to attaching to the excellent. Okay, excellent. This is very natural. Very natural. That is arrogance. You know, the politicians, look at the politics. Politics shows very naturally, very complicated. The politics world is very complex. And also in the company, if you work in the company, okay. Well, if you always you have your own boss, okay, then naturally you try to attach to boss, because boss is very powerful to you. If you don't follow his ways, you are fired. Very natural. Told you before, I had a part-time job at the bookstores, and I really hate all owners because owners hate me, okay, because I am preached. He knew that I am preached, so he said, "Stand up here, look at this way." I was very honest. "Stand up here, look at this way. Entrance behind me. But from entrance, many people come in, but I didn't see it." See them. He hit his course, called me. The next day, I was fired. So, but if that is if the in companies, wherever you may be, always human beings have a certain tendency moving toward the something itself. Touch. And also the place where the arrogance is located in is craving. Okay. craving inadequate to a right understanding, that is a place where the arrogance is located in. Okay? So that's why arrogance is very powerful, because arrogance always has very strong desires to attach, something. Keeping away from right understanding, right view, okay? Right view in Buddhism means Four Noble Truths, okay? Four Noble Truths. Briefly speaking, everything is changing, and everything is impermanence. Everything, life is characterized by suffering, okay? So that is the right understanding. okay, so there are seven arrogance in the sense, seven arrogance is the first one is the arrogance that is very common arrogance. According to traditional understanding, it says asserting the superiority over inferior and equality with equal. So, well, this is the arrogance. Is that clear? You understand this? So, very naturally, if you see the inferiors, you assert consciously or unconsciously superiority over them, okay? Very natural. That is very arrogant. And also equality with equals. Whoever they are here, everyone is your friend, okay? Everyone is, anyway, the student practice in equality, okay? But there are different quality of the practice is different, but you think everybody is equality. Well, his practice is exactly the same as I do. So you feel relief, you try to justify your practice, or you protect yourself, thinking equality. Even the families, brothers and sisters, exactly the same, but different, completely different. Each person is different. And parents, and also if you go to school, some teachers and classmates, you think all the same. But teachers is teacher. Students are students. That is the arrogance. Okay. Second is undue estimate of oneself. Undue estimate of oneself. Asserting superiority over equals and equality with the superiors. Asserting superiority over equals. If you see everybody sitting here and everybody is equal, your friends, but you think I am better than I am. That is undue estimate of oneself, and equality with superior. Okay. Third, excessive conceit. A certain superiority over manifest superiors. Okay, if you see somebody, okay, who is better than you, okay? Or teacher, or whoever, okay? if you think, if you see somebody, somebody's as a superior, you think yourself of yourself as better than him, better than him. Superior. Do you understand this? Do you understand this? For instance, here is a, let's imagine there is a student who practices self for 7 years, okay? And then you are you practice anyway for 1 year instead. And then in the box attended session, and then you really respect this person because he practiced 7 years. Unfortunately, during the session he fainted, and he left. And you think, oh, that is really excessive conceit. Next is egotism. Egotism or overweening pride. Egotism is to hang on to certain ism. Nihilism or pessimism or Buddhism or Christianity or etc. or faith. Set up something. And then you hang on. Japanese culture is better than America. That is very ego conceit. So always we set up something, we wear the clothes, okay, clothes, and then we feel relief, okay, because we can depend on culture, or ism, nihilism, communism, or democracy, etc. All things coming from anyway egotism. Because we want to protect ourselves. Okay. If you have a certain isms, okay, democracy. If you have a strong democracy, many people follow you, they agree with your democracyism. And then they naturally you feel good. But if you don't have anything, it's very difficult. That's why unconsciously we always create a certain ism or principle, cultures, etc. That is really based on the egotism. In other words, arrogance, in order to protect ourselves. If Japanese culture, it's very difficult to depend on I am Japanese because there is nothing. So very naturally, I want to have the characteristic of Japanese culture, which is different from others. That's why I can depend on. But this is really arrogance. That's why, of course, we should respect this culture, but it's not necessary to forego all that. This is, what is called egotism. Fear and overestimate of oneself. Saying boasting, boasting, okay. boasting of assertion of possessing enlightenment. You don't have that. You don't attain enlightenment, but you boast of yourself, okay? Of yourself who experience enlightenment. Okay? I am an enlightened person. But actually not, but you do. That is overestimate of oneself. And also, the next is, sixth is, over self-abasement. Abasement means unworthy oneself, of oneself. For thinking something very little. No matter how long you practice, then, well, obviously there is a certain, unworthy of yourself, okay, and not a good student, okay, I'm not a good student, or I am above student success, okay. That is nothing but arrogance, or sometimes this arrogant self-abasement is exactly the same as false humility. Humility. Japanese is really false humility. If you go to Japan, Japanese are always, no thanks. But on the other hand, please. So always they refuse, If you try to do something, no thanks, I can do it. Imagine, please do it. Well, it's not exactly, but that is, not only Japanese, that is the human mind always. American is, they are frankly and clear. Do you want to do? Do you want to meet a babysitter? If you say no, that's enough. American people don't understand Japanese way because they refuse. But it's not a complete refusal. It's very strange. For instance, if you write a book, okay, sometimes the author of this book is not the real person who writes this book. And the author put his teacher's name there. Americans don't understand this. Or sometimes the temple. Okay, if you become founder of the temple. Okay, at that time, you are not the founder of the temple. Your teacher becomes founder of the temple. This is very common in Japan. Even though your teacher died, you invite him to be a founder of the temple. This is also faith. We don't understand it. I took care of Elsie Mitchell in Boston when she came to Japan. That was the one point she didn't understand. Too much humility. Too much
humility. I think so, too much humility.
I don't think the Japanese way is right, but I don't think American way is right.
I don't know what to do. That is your responsibility. Okay?
So that is, if you have too much humility, this is also arrogance, okay? Remember this. This is very interesting. The seventh is false arrogance, that is wanting lack of virtue for virtue. but it's well, the virtue means our virtuous quality. Even though you don't do anything, but very naturally, can you see the person who is taken care of very well by some other people, even though he is not exactly good person, but not exactly bad person, but he doesn't do so much, but anyways, people take care of him. And then you believe, he believes, I have this quality. Perhaps you're not. He believes, I have